Sarkisian Hornets football team is 8-0 heading into the final week of the 2025 regular season, and they take on 7-1 Cambridge at home before the playoffs begin. Let's bring in head coach John Dunleavy ahead of his team's contest with the Blue Jays. Coach, you could not have asked for a much better start from this team. 8 wins in 8 tries, a 46-40 shootout victory over Partyville just last week. Your squad had 477 rushing yards in that one. What was it like being on the sidelines calling a game like that? 86 combined points.
A little nerve-wracking. I'd rather play a 21-14 game than 46-40, but we did what we had to do to come away on top. It wasn't easy. The Partyville came in with a really good game plan. They got some athletic kids over there, and they caught us with a few guys banged up. And we had all we could handle just to get out of that one with a win. So proud of our guys. We had a couple situations that, you know, things weren't looking great for us, but we kept bouncing back. We kept responding. And it was probably more fun to watch as a fan than it was to coach, I can tell you that.
More anxiety on your end, and understandably so. A lot of scoring going back and forth. Coach, teams that get Markazan, that get the scouting report on your team, they know what to expect on offense in terms of it's running the football and doing it well behind a strong offensive front. How do you keep things fresh and continue to knock other teams on their heels if they know they're going to have to sell out on the ground game?
Yeah, I mean, we can do a lot of different things, even though they know we're going to run it, but we got a pretty good blend of power and an option that we can run. And so we put a lot of their defensive players in conflict. We got a smart group of kids who know what they're doing. And, you know, if they're going to defend our run one way, we have some counter punches. Having that good, smart, physical group of kids up front it gives us the ability to do that, which is difficult to stop. I mean, it can be a demoralizing thing for an opponent where they know it's coming and they still can't stop it sometimes. And we're going to be tested this week again with Cambridge there. They've got a really good run defense, so we'll definitely get challenged in some new ways this week.
Your leader out of the backfield, your horse, Treston Eckstein, passed the 1,000 rushing yard milestone this past weekend. He's averaging a couple of touchdowns a game through 8 weeks. We talked about this in the preseason, Coach, but what does a guy like Treston, who has been willing to change positions multiple times on offense, mean to you and for the success of this program?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just kind of the ultimate team player, you know. He started as a lineman, moved to quarterback, and maybe we thought quarterback wasn't the best position for our group of kids that we had, and moving him to fullback, and he's loving every second of it, I think. And this is probably his natural position where he probably should have been for years, and maybe we didn't have the right personnel. Maybe it was bad coaching. Who knows what it was? But, I mean, through the years of learning and figuring out what our best skill sets are as kids, I think he's settled into probably what's the best fit for him as a football player and best for our team for him to be there. So, I mean, just to be, I mean, it's okay to be unselfish and get the ball, but he was willing to be a lineman back in the day, too. So mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just willing to do whatever it takes to win, and that's all he wants to do. So, I mean, and I think we have a whole group of team, like, our whole team is like that. They'll do whatever it takes to win what's best for everybody. That's all they want. So what you can't ask for anything more out of a team.
A lot of unselfishness there, and that's one of the main reasons, Coach. This Hornets squad is a game away from claiming the Eastern Suburban title. I want to ask you, what would an accomplishment like that mean to you and to this group that has put in so much work to get to this point?
Yeah, it's special. I mean, it's a very special group of kids who are unique. You know, you don't see that willingness to be such a great teammate year after year. You know, you just don't get that all the time. And we have a large group of kids who are that unselfish. I mean, I think it'd be really special. We got this group of kids the last 3 years, kind of, we took a little bit of a beating, you know, at times. Mm-hmm. And we're just young and undersized and not quite strong enough. And to have the courage to hang with it for all 3 years for these kids, it speaks to their character as a group of individuals who came together with that, you know. And it's just a high character group of kids we have. And I couldn't be more proud to coach a team. It's been awesome. It really is a special feeling that we've been able to do what we've been. And we were predicted to finish fifth in the conference. I mean, I think every single week we've gone in with the same attitude of like, yep, these guys probably didn't pick us to win either. These guys probably didn't think we were going to be any good either. And it's a little bit of a chip on our shoulder, too, at the same time, because I think we might be the only people, like our group of kids and coaches, thought we'd be pretty good, better than what people thought. And to be able to go out and prove it feels pretty good. And hopefully our kids feel that way, too, because they definitely worked for it and they deserve it.
Is that something that's still being brought up this week? Hey, we were actually picked to be in the bottom half of our conference. Look where we are now, guys, but the job's not finished. A big matchup coming up with Cambridge at home.
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. That is 100% the message being sent, because it's the next team on the radar who probably didn't think much of us. So we'll hopefully we show up and play like we have been all year, and I think we will.
Absolutely love that. Coach, it's finally starting to feel like fall outside. We're getting rain. We're getting colder weather. Mother Nature is telling us the postseason is on the way, and your Hornets are going to be a big part of it. Do those conditions, whether you have sleet falling or it's 40 degrees, the hands are getting cold, do they change how you guys operate? Are there any different aspects of the game that you're emphasizing now that maybe you weren't when it was 75 and sunny out?
Nope, I've been waiting for this weather. This actually might favor us, to be honest, the way we play. I always tell our guys all the time, I'll catch some flack from some people in the community, school, wherever, like that we don't pass the ball a whole heck of a lot. And I'm like, well, when you watch especially small school football, the best teams in the state are able to run the ball mm-hmm. when everybody knows you're going to run the ball, and they know where it's going to go, and you still can run the ball. And that's kind of something I've been trying to instill in our players' minds. Like, yeah, everybody knows we're going to do it. And guess what? When the weather gets cold, and it gets windy, and it gets rainy, we're still going to be able to run the ball, and they're all going to know we're going to run the ball. And those teams who chuck the ball around the yard and throw it like crazy, that's not as easy to do. It's definitely not as easy to do when the weather starts to turn. So, and honestly, I think this weather helps us. We don't have to do anything different because we're built for it.
Mm-hmm. So when the game comes, you're looking at the radar going, give me 45 and pouring rain. That would help.
I don't necessarily want it, but I'm okay with it. It's not going to affect our game plan, nope.
There we go. Last one here for you, Coach. Appreciate the time as always. Cambridge is coming to town as you battle the Blue Jays for a conference title and attempt to finish off an undefeated 9-0 season. What are you guys honing in on against a team that's 7-1 with a pretty good ground game in their own right?
Yeah, they have a good ground game. Number 31 is a great running back for them. If he's not a 1,000-yard rusher, he's very, very close to it already. He is right on the heels of Treston for us in terms of running, so they're gonna give us a good running game. They also are pretty balanced. They'll throw the ball a little bit, too, and they got some weapons on the outside. Quarterback does a good job running. We're going to be tested in all phases, our defenses this week. So, and I think we're up for the challenge, and we'll be ready to go. We got to tackle a little bit better than we have the last couple of weeks. That's probably a point of emphasis for us, but they've got a good football team. They're coached extremely well. It's going to be a good football game. I mean, I really think it's going to be a very good football game, so I'm really looking forward to it.
We are excited to cover it, Coach. It's going to be appointment viewing, I think, for a lot of fans who can't make it there in the community just to tune in on Daily Dodge TV. Coach Dunleavy, I appreciate the time so much. Best of luck against Cambridge this Friday.
All right, thanks a lot, Corey.
That was John Dunleavy, head coach of the Markazan football team. It is Markazan at 8-0, hosting Cambridge 7-1 for an Eastern Suburban title. Tune in to Daily Dodge TV starting at 6:45 p.m. For 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, I'm Corey Sparks.